Dr. Dobson, this is Dennis Rainey with Family Life Today, and I just want to congratulate you on your first anniversary of Family Talk being on the air. Jim, you're not only a great friend, but you have been a gift of God to the body of Christ in being a champion for marriages, families, and for generations. I thank God for you, and you are a man for the hour. I love you and appreciate you and wish you God's best.
Well, you are indeed listening to Family Talk with host, psychologist, author, father, grandfather, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Ryan Dobson.
And I'm Lou Ann Crane. And of course, we give special thanks there to our friend Dennis Rainey from Family Life Today, wishing us that anniversary greeting, Doctor. And of course, we're pleased to announce that Dr. Rainey will be our guest here in the studio in the next few weeks. Listeners need to look for that. But Dr. Dobson, let me turn to you right now, and on behalf of all of the Family Talk staff, wish you a hearty congratulations from us as well.
Well, it is hard to believe that a year has now passed since we hit the airwaves in May of last year.
And I think we hit them. That's a good description.
We hit them hard. They hit us too.
And I hit them.
I think about those early days with a great deal of excitement that we all felt. And speaking for myself, that thrill is still with me today.
Well, it has been a challenging year, Doctor, but there's been so much joy along the way. And it's truly an honor to be here. Our staff certainly has grown, Ryan.
It really has. We started with about 8 highly dedicated people who took a risk starting out with us in this brand new ministry, and we've grown to just about 24 now, and it is such a pleasure to work with all of them.
Well, and we've been blessed to meet up with some really neat folks here in the studio. I just think of Chuck Colson, Kim and Troy Meter of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, Sean and Josh McDowell, Julie Barnhill, Ken Eldred, General Jerry Boykin, Gary Smalley. Doctor, I could go on and on all day about these great guests whom we love so dearly.
Well, it's really been wonderful visiting with those friends that we've known for some time. But it's also been fun making some new friends, such as David Merle and Christy Getz and Bob Hamer and so many others. It's just been a year full of rich blessings, and I'm so grateful for what the Lord has done.
And continues to do. And we've heard from listeners, Dad, and they've had a thing or two to say about you and what you've done over the air for the past year.
I've always said this broadcast is not intended to be a monologue. It's a two-way conversation, and we love to hear from our listeners, and we want them to tell us what they think about what we've been doing so far.
Well, we have some of those calls ready to hear, Dr. Dobson. Many folks referenced specific programs that you did, too, so we've included clips from those broadcasts to kind of better put their comments into context. So let's go to that now and hear what our friends had to say about this first year on Family Talk.
Hi, my name is Vicki, and I'm calling from California, and my husband and I respect and are so grateful for the work that Dr. Dobson has done over the years. We learned so much from his wisdom, and we just would like to share with him that he has a very young fan. Our son Peter, who is 4.5, asks to listen to Dr. Dobson in the car. Peter doesn't know how to tell time yet, but he instinctively knows what time Dr. Dobson is on every day. Our son has speech and language delays, and we have him enrolled in the private preschool about 45 minutes from home, so we spend a lot of time driving to and from. But Peter is wise enough to remind me that it's Dr. Dobson time on the radio. So congratulations, and God bless you, Dr. Dobson, on your one-year anniversary with Family Talk. Sincerely, the DeLeonardo family, David, Vicki, and Peter.
Mark Maggio from Severn, Maryland. Dr. Dobson, Luann, and Ryan, thank you so much for this wonderful first year. I want to say that you had the wisdom to launch your program on my birthday last year, and so I look forward to celebrating it again with you this year and wish you well in your second year. If I have to talk about one particular program or series that you did that I think had a tremendous impact on me was has to be your the interviews you did with the folks from Crystal Peaks Ranch out in Oregon. I drive to work at 6 a.m. in the morning. I listen to WAVA, and I listen to you guys that early. And let me tell you, when you can have a program that will have tears streaming down my face at 6 o'clock in the morning driving into Washington, D.C., that's saying something.
Here's a brief clip of that program Mark's referencing as 15-year-old Marina talked about the death of her father.
I had talked to Kim earlier, and she said, like, talk to your dad. He can still hear you. And so I did. And about a half an hour after I got home, he passed away.
Oh, my.
But we were all there, and then I called Crystal Peaks, and they came right down. And then, like, I still didn't know if my dad really, like, understood what, like, he had done.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks ago, I had a dream about my dad. And he came over and he sat next to me and said, Marina, I love you. God was with me the whole time, and I did ask Jesus into my heart. And I love you, and I heard everything you said.
Oh, goodness.
And he said that I'll see you soon.
Are you going to see him again?
Yeah.
Because of the blood of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
has this lady right here, Kim, meant a lot to you?
Yeah.
She's meant a lot to a lot of people, a lot of kids.
I think I'm the one that's most blessed, though, Marina. You're such a gift in my life. And I'm so glad that you're in my family.
I love you, Kim.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
I've been so touched. I went on Crystal Peaks' website and became a part of the prayer team for the ranch. And I just enjoy listening every time they come on. And I've really, really been blessed by your interviews with them. So thank you so much for the work you do. Thank you for the work to the kingdom. God bless each and every one of you. And I wish you all the best. So let's celebrate together on May 3rd.
Hello. My name is Lizette Olivero. And I'm calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Dr. James Dobson. You are a blessing to my family. You are a blessing to me. Well, we're from New York, and we moved here because my husband was stationed here on Fort Carson. And he was injured in Iraq. He did 3 tours, and he was recently diagnosed with traumatic brain injury, PTSD, and some other life-changing medical issues. But you have encouraged me, and you have encouraged my husband. And I mean, I missed you when you left Focus on the Family. I missed you, and I think I about cried. But when I found out that you were doing this, I said, yes, we got him back. And we just want to just tell you congratulations. And we love you, and keep going. Keep doing it.
Lois Shinman, calling from Humble, Texas. Congratulations on the one-year anniversary for Family Talk to be on the air. I listen to Family Talk on my commute to work in the morning, and it's such a blessing. The blend of personalities is delightful with Dr. Dobson, his son Ryan, and Luann Crane. All of the broadcasts have wonderful, helpful, and informative content, but if I had to pick my favorite broadcast, it would have to be the interview with the president of Compassion International. His story of early childhood and his boarding school experiences in Africa were heart-wrenching. I was reminded again of the resiliency of the human spirit.
But it was a cruel, cruel place. They ran the place by just sheer terror. I was being beaten 17 times a week in that place, to the point where you could hardly walk.
Yeah, you had this wonderful father. Why didn't you tell him?
No, but you see, that's the most diabolical thing of it all. We couldn't tell them. They warned us that if you tell your parents what happens here, that will be Satan's tool. Satan will use you to destroy your parents' ministry to Africans. There will be Africans in hell because of you, literally. That's probably the most painful part of of my childhood. It is part of why I fight so hard for children today. We used to think, you know, for Isaac, when Abraham was asked to sacrifice Isaac, there was, at the last minute, there was a ram in the bulrushes. But there wasn't for us. And we were sacrificed.
It is amazing that he took the most painful aspect of your life in your childhood and is using it now. to minister to children around the world.
My great joy is he took those ashes of my life and gave me a passion to care for children. And today I get to lead a ministry that touches 700,000 children. I mean, 700,000 in 24 countries across the world.
He is truly a victim turned victor. Praise the Lord for the healing work in his life, and may God continue to bless his ministry. Again, congratulations, and may this be the first of many, many years of ministry on the air for Family Talk.
Our next caller commented on a tender conversation we had with Josh McDowell, in which he talked about the sexual abuse he experienced as a child.
This is Julita Antone speaking. I am from Honolulu, Hawaii. And I want to thank Dr. Dobson, along with his guest, for sharing regarding his rape.
He'd come up from behind me, and he would start rubbing my shoulders. And when somebody does that now, all those flashbacks come back. But I know my past. I know who I am. I know what's happened in my life. But I'll tell you this, Jim. If I hadn't have come to Jesus, I don't know what had happened in my life. And if the man who led me to Christ had not mentored me for 6 months and said, Josh, you need to forgive him. I said, no way, I want him to burn now. But I did it out of obedience. I didn't feel like forgiving him, but I did. Oh, my gosh. It was like a big burden rolling off. But I've learned this one thing. There's nothing too great in my life for God's power to deal with, nor anything too insignificant for his love to be concerned about. And I'm a walking, living example of that.
I was raped when I was very young, and it already implanted me at that time as one that could always be molested. Nevertheless, God was looking over me. I am 60 years old, went through about 5 years of therapy, and with it, and having God as my Savior and knowing the Word, healing came upon me in a most awesome way. I just want people out there to know that there is a God that cares, and he can turn anything around. Nothing is ever impossible. And he is always with you, and he never forsakes you. And I just want to thank Dr. Dobson for airing this kind of information, because I know many out there are held back because of it. But I thank you, and I praise God for all that he is to me.
Thank you for this wonderful broadcast that I've been listening to for about the year. It's coming up in 1 year. Just a few words of love and encouragement to say we appreciate it immensely, and as a result, I've shared with others, young parents that enjoyed a number of topics, the midlife and the older. So there's something for all of us. And Ryan, you're going to be a good dad. Continue with that adrenaline, and you'll raise that wonderful son for the benefit of the kingdom. Luann, wonderful mother, continue on. I pray for you. I'm calling you from Mount Clemens, Michigan. It's Mary Jane. Thank you. See you, as you say, Dr. Bob Dobson. Be there. I'll see you on the other side. Thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to give you a few words of encouragement. God bless you extra special.
This is Frank Agundas calling from Rowlett, Texas. I really enjoy your program, and I deeply appreciate it. Some broadcasts that I've enjoyed so far are particularly the ones that are addressed to men. I grew up without a father. My dad was in and out of the house, and I just didn't have a good father figure, a good role model. So anything that will help me be a godly man really affects me. One recently broadcasted was when you had David Morrow and Why Men Hate Going to Church.
So, I mean, Jesus showed us the way. When you focus on men, it's not that you exclude women and children, but when you put that focus on men, you get the women and children in the bargain. And there's something you need to know about men and women. Women are fascinated by the things of men, but men are utterly repulsed by the things of women. Now, let me tell you a little story. Back in Anchorage, at the Home Depot, they have the do-it-herself night. And they bring women in and they teach them how to work with power tools. And the next day, the women are at work all bragging to their girlfriends, "Ooh, guess what I did? I went to Home Depot and learned how to work a bandsaw." Now, right next to the Home Depot, there's Michael's Craft Store. Michael's does not have a do-it-himself night.
That's right.
I have never heard a man bragging to another man, "I went to Michael's and learned how to make decorative pillow shams." You see, women are fascinated by guy things, but men are repulsed by women things.
That was a blessing, and I'm actually reading his book right now. And, well, I disciple several young men, so these resources are paramount for what I do. And they've just been a huge blessing. You have no idea. And lastly, I just want to say that I have two heroes in my life. The first one is my mom. She is a godly, virtuous woman. And then my second hero is you, Dr. James Dobson. It's great just listening to your practical advices, reading your books, and, well, to some degree, you are a father figure to me, and really any man that is that for me, I really just love and appreciate.
And we'll end this special Family Talk anniversary broadcast with Frank there, talking about the program we aired with David Murrow. We also heard folks refer to other broadcasts, including the one with Marina, who was featured on our program about Crystal Peaks, Dr. Wes Stafford, the president of Compassion International, and Josh McDowell. Mm-hmm. Again, Ryan, all of whom were featured on Family Talk during this inaugural year.
You know, Luann, those were such great programs, and it is it's great to hear how touched our listeners have been by their stories. And our guests are people just like you and me whose lives have been transformed by Jesus Christ.
Which is the whole point of these Family Talk broadcasts, Ryan.
You got it.
And, you know, at this point, I just want to give huge kudos to your dad, whom we heard from earlier. Mm-hmm. He has been so willing over the years to let the Lord use his wisdom and expertise. He has a true talent for broadcasting. You and I have learned so much under him. And instead of just simply retiring last year, he is allowing the Lord to continue to use his passions and
That's
his
right.
talent for the kingdom. And he is building such a legacy, as we heard Frank just refer to there.
It's true. I know how much our listeners love my dad. And I got to tell you, as I've been working here directly for him for the past year, my love and respect for him has grown more than I ever thought it could. I already respected him. I already loved him. And it's just more so watching the dedication and the time he puts into this ministry, and not necessarily because it's something he wants to do, but because he's listening to the call of the Lord on his life. And when the Lord calls you to do something, you do it.
And your dad is a great example of that, Ryan. I mean, I know his wisdom not only helps listeners today and tomorrow and even next year, but for generations to come as all these new families are exposed to his writings, his radio programs, and all of his messages.
Well, I want to ask our listeners to be in prayer for Family Talk. We're going to head into this new year for us. It's our second year on air, and we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to bring help and hope to hurting families and to lead them ultimately to Christ. And if our listeners could pray that the Lord would help us in that endeavor, we would really appreciate it.
And we even ask our listeners, Ryan, to be in prayer specifically for your dad.
That's right.
He's in fabulous health, just got another great checkup. But we want that to continue so that he will go on being that voice crying in the wilderness, calling individuals and families to the Lord and to the life the Lord has called us to while living here on this earth.
We are so grateful for what the Lord has already done this past year, and especially thankful for our generous listeners that have helped us both financially and with their prayers and volunteer time. We couldn't have done it without them.
Well, turning to you, the listener, we want to start out this second year of Family Talk Right by thanking you for spending so much time with us these past 12 months and for your support. And I just invite you to share your thoughts with us as we move forward into the next year. Post them on Facebook, email us, give us a call, 877-732-7255. 888-346-6825 or online at myfamilytalk.com. Thanks for joining us. And as a way of closing out our time together today, here are a few voices you might recognize adding their hearty well wishes to Dr. Dobson and the Family Talk team.
Hi, this is Mike Huckabee, and I'm so very happy to say congratulations to Dr. James Dobson for the first year of Family Talk. Dr. Dobson has been a wonderful influence in my life and in the lives of millions of other Americans in encouraging us to uphold the highest standards of what a family should be. A husband and a wife loving each other, committed as partners for life, and raising children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It's a message that never grows old, and neither does Dr. Dobson. Best wishes for many more years of Family Talk.
Hi, my name is Michelle Bachman. I'm a member of the United States Congress, and I'm here to say hi, Dr. Dobson. I'm a longtime listener of your radio show, and I'm so thrilled to find out that you and your wonderful son, Ryan, are starting a brand new show called Family Talk. My husband and I will be loyal fans listening to you, as will so many listeners all across the United States.
Hey, Doc, congratulations on your one-year anniversary on Family Talk. I've always appreciated what you have done as a leader in that area. At Wall Builders, we've the same focus you have. We are so blessed to consider ourselves as co-laborers in the vineyard with you. But again, thanks for all you do. Thanks for your leadership. It's been invaluable. There's more things that you've been involved with than you'll ever know this side of eternity. But thank you and thank Ryan. And again, congratulations for all you've done with the last year of your radio program.
Liz McEwen, my husband, a member of Congress from Ohio. And I had so many opportunities, Jim and Shirley, to meet people from all walks of life during that time. But I think meeting you for the first time just left me tongue-tied, because as the mother of four children under three, I needed help. And you were the one, as I unloaded dishwashers and changed diapers, I had you playing on the radio, and it was just so special. And then to finally meet you and Shirley and to develop a relationship has just been a highlight of my life. And now, with the new generation coming on, my children having children, I'm so thrilled that you have now started this ministry of Family Talk, that they get that same wisdom too. We are so grateful for all that you have always done for this country and for the families of this country, the writing, the books. It's just a fabulous witness, and we are so grateful for what you're doing. Thank you so much, and we wish you Godspeed in this venture.
My name is Louis Cataldo. I'm with the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. We have a 22-year-old and a 19-year-old, both daughters, grew up in the back of cars listening to you on the radio. And Dr. Dobson, you joined the call in San Diego with Lou Engel and stood on the stage in front of 25,000 young people and prayed for this next generation. And I just want you to know the impact you've had for generation after generation. And I believe you still have another generation to go. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." You've been faithful to commit what you've learned to this next generation, and now they're passing it along. And I wish you the very best in this new endeavor, and we pray for this next generation along with you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your courage, and thank you for finishing the race well.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jim, Shirley. This is your friend Charles W. Herbster from Nebraska. And what a joy to send you a message and a greeting of congratulations and excitement about the new Family Talk radio program, which the Lord is blessing, is going to continue to bless. You have been such an incredible model to all Americans as family, as father. When we were together to celebrate your 50th anniversary in Pasadena last August, there's nothing that exemplifies that model more than to celebrate 50 years of marriage together. And so today I just say we are in constant prayer, and we know that Family Talk will be an incredible, incredible success. And more than that, it will be another legacy to Dr. Jim Dobson and Shirley, and the impact that they've had on families, not only across America, but across the globe.
Thanks for listening to Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, and we'll see you next time.
are forces at work right now trying to shut down the National Day of Prayer. What they don't realize is you can't stop prayer. You can't stop Greg in Pittsburgh or Joni in Mobile. You can't stop Nelia in Augusta or Mickey in Los Angeles or TC in Colorado Springs. You can try, but you can't stop prayer. Because prayer is core to who we are and where we are. Prayer transforms us and transforms our nation. And once we start, you can't stop us. Because our country needs us and our God compels us to pray. They may try to shut down the National Day of Prayer, but they can't stop us from praying. The National Day of Prayer is the first Thursday in May, but start praying for our nation today. Find out more at nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org.